severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0600 hours, clear, 77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0700 hours, clear, 77 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, clear, 77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
TFAFQN, listening. Station calling, coming back. You're really staticky. You're barely audible.
Alright.
Yeah, again, you're kind of like cutting in and out and stuff. So, that was like 70 degrees, and you have a good rest of your day. This is KF8FQN, clear and listening. TFAFQN clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, EDQ.
Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
CEA FCC test. Good evening to you. I hope you had a good weekend, at least from what we were talking about, I think, yesterday. You did, but I guess the question is, how's today?
You know, it was horrible. We were busy, and pretty much law status asked for mutual aid, and there was no mutual aid to give, so it was horrible.
And that's straight to the point. Horrible. Oh boy. Yeah, that's not a good thing. You don't have people for calls, and mutual aid isn't available. You know, what do you do? I'm sorry to hear that. The first year. You're back at it tomorrow again.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow goes better. I'm regretting helping out, but that's okay. We'll get through it. How was your day?
I guess the only consolation to that is at least it's broken up into three and then one off and two instead of one and then off and then four in a row. I guess that's the only consolation. But well, we're doing pretty good here. Stayed busy. We've got the blinds up outside. Did a little bit of work. Tear a couple of shingles there on the garage yesterday. And got the oil changed on the lawnmower. Got it started. Plugs cleaned up. Air filters cleaned up. And I think we're ready to go, but other than that, did some radio today. I talked with Dave there earlier, but on Simplex. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Well, hey, good. Sounds like you had a very productive day today, and you were able to get the lawnmower going. I figured it would start up. I figured it would it'd run.
Yeah, and started up on the first try, too. I was glad of that. I was a little concerned. I had, you know, I kept the gasoline through the winter in the gas cans. But those go quickly, and we'll get some more, but at least I did empty out the gas tank. So I'm happy in that regard. At least for right now we're good, and at least we've had a couple of good days. The rain has held off to get a couple of these jobs done. So I am thankful for that.
Yeah, good. Good stuff. You see that we've potentially got some weather later on. We'll have to keep an eye on. Speaking of rain.
Yeah, I see that. I'm going to definitely keep an eye on that app today. I think I texted earlier, responded to you. Yeah, I checked that last night, and boy, there was a lot of activity to the southwest and to the south, and then I guess overnight there was a severe thunderstorm watch, I think from 5 a.m. It included the Thumb and I think Lee and Melissa's area up near Reed City. definitely, well, it's just some strong thunderstorms that came through. But yeah, definitely keeping an eye on the potential of today as well.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on things. I know they're looking between 8 and 3 a.m., so we'll see how it goes, see if it all holds together, and monitor things as we go.
Yes, absolutely on that one, and especially the way these have been just, the ones last night have been popping up, and just, you know, seeing some of the winds at Metro, there were a couple instances. I believe yesterday we're going to about 58 miles an hour down there and looked in our area and it was only maybe about 38 mile an hour gusts. But yeah, they really have, again, one of those years where they're just kind of popping up there and, you know, kind of intensifying. So like you say, we'll definitely have to keep our eyes and ears open to the skies and the radios there. Anything you see.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, you'll have to, keep an eye on that after. That works pretty well. I like it. I follow it pretty closely, and you know, it works out pretty well. I did some adjustments on our app just a little bit, so hopefully that kind of helps, you know, the crew out. Helps everybody else out there, too. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Agreed on that one. Yes, I agree. We'll just have to, you know, watch the weather. Keep an eye on the weather there. Listen on the radio and, you know, stay. Keep an eye on the app. That was a good question posed last night on the double nickel net. Steve does a good job as a net control. They're asking, you know, various ways of receiving weather information, severe weather information. A lot of good responses last night. Definitely good questions. So enjoyed just being involved in that last night.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, I heard a little bit of the net. We had some stuff going on, and wanted to spend a little bit of time with the family. So. Didn't listen too much to it, but heard a little bit, and it sounded like a good net. I know the ICOM that's at home has that weather alert system on it, and then this one in the car has that as well. It works pretty nice. It'll make you jump if you're not expecting it.
I'm sure it does there. They were talking too about the same coast, and that's, you know, that's a nice feature as well, where you're not getting all the you know, all the alerts for the other counties and that. I have that old Radio Shack little scanner I have, and it has a setup where the weather will activate, but unfortunately it doesn't have a same code, so that's why I don't use that very much. More or less try to keep an eye with the weather apps and kind of keep an eye through ham radio as well.
Yeah, I like that feature, but then in a way it's like, by the time it hits Macomb County, once it's on that border of Macomb, Oakland, it's already, you know, once you know, it's already, you know, mid-county and things are already happening. I like to know what's going on in Oakland or, you know, Wayne if it comes up through the south before it hits Macomb County.
Yeah, that's what I said last night too. That's why I try to monitor Oakland County. I know somebody was, you know, said they were pretty close down near the Wayne County border, so they use them and listening. It's good because, like you said, by the time it gets to Macomb, you know, it's already you know, halfway through, and you know, you like to get a kind of get a heads up on what's coming. So yeah, I totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I still remember the days though when you're listening to your scanner at the house, and you know, St. Clair County would put something out, and sure enough, there'd be a watch or some, you know, something, and you know, St. Clair County would put their tones out. And there you go, the National Service would be putting something out. And, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll tell you, I used that kind of as a guide for back in the day. I used them, and I would have used the Oakland County Board, but they shared with Community EMS, and so that, you know, I didn't want to hear community's traffic all the time, or St. Clair County wasn't, you know, they were busy, but, you know, they weren't as bad, but, yeah, it's interesting, because I accidentally came across that. Years ago, I was trying to take a nap for work, and I had the scanner on, and heard that come across. It's like, wow, this is pretty cool. So I hated it that they stopped it, but you know, you understand, you know, technology moves on, I guess. NAWCB.
Yeah, time moves on, and you know when we get alerts and stuff, I'll still put it out on the Inter Bay Earth, I'll, you know, brush, you know, but they'll over to the radio, hey, this is what's going on, and then, you know, go from there. But unless you've got you know, a cryptic scanner, or you got something, you know, like an APX or whatever, you can't really hear it.
Yeah, that's it. I basically, I still, you know, have Oakland County on in the background, but I don't use them as a primary source anymore. Usually just use the phone apps and, you know, just kind of, you know, as I look at our app and just kind of, like, through the day today, I had one of the radios on. It's just one of those things anymore. Like, say, technology changes, I guess, and but at least it's a way to, you know, to receive that information, to at least get a heads up on the weather.
Yeah, for sure. I know John's doing an awesome job in getting the Discord app and setting it up to where you know, the alerts will go through on that. It works out pretty well. Some of the apps that I use works as well. It's not. It's almost really don't need the, you know, the weather tones anymore for the radio, because it's just, you know, I already have a heads up on it, or you kind of have an idea of what's going on before it even happens.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, you can get it. You know, right away. There's, you know, otherwise, you know, you're listening to, you know, like, no weather radio, and, you know, unless you have an actual, you know, one of the actual weather radios that you get the same codes on, you know, you're hearing it, and, you know, you turn it off, you turn it down, or you have a lot of traffic on the radios, you just kind of tune it off after a bit. It's, like I say, time has kind of moved along, and I like, you know, they're apps that I'm comfortable with and will use, and if that's the best way of getting it, if that's what works, that, you know, that's the way to go, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, things change. It's one of those things where, you know, things get outdated, and I remember when they went from, you know, an actual person talking to, you know, the Felix, you know, voice, and then from Felix voice, you know, this other automated voice, and, you know, it changes, and move with time or get run over, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I agree with you there. Boy, I can remember some of the voices from, my goodness, back into the 70s. And as a boy, I listened to the NOAA weather radios, and, you know, they had distinct voices. You knew what they were saying. Some of them you liked, and I could understand them. Others, you know, it's like, you know, that person. And they, you know, they did their job, and, It worked out well, but again, it's one of those technology changes. Just have an automated voice instead of somebody, you know, constantly having, you know, they put it on, they run it, record it, and you know, again, it's a lot better, I suppose, with the technology and the automated voices.
Yeah. I know at first it was kind of rough, but yeah, they got things perfected. I think they've got things, you know, down how they want it and the way they want it. And, you know, it works out well. It works out pretty well. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and say hi to the family and relax and enjoy the evening here before I got to go back and do it all over again tomorrow, but I will be monitoring throughout the night, and if you guys need anything, let us know, and you get, enjoy your evening, and get out and enjoy the warm weather, and we'll talk here tomorrow.
Yes, I agree with you. I might just take that walk tonight, so... but yeah, good talking with you, and good talking weather tonight. And as you said, if you need anything, let us know here. But thanks for the ride along. I hope tomorrow will go better at work. But hey, at least you got a little break for a while, so we'll let you head in and enjoy the family, enjoy dinner, and enjoy relaxing. Tell everyone hello. 73's and 88 to you and the family. We'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. If you need anything, let us know, and we'll talk here soon. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. KYNU, Claire.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Bravo Victor. Looking for a radio check. Thank you.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 77 degrees.
KF8FGS, this is W8BPA calling.
W8BPA, this is KF8FGS. You're sounding good. It doesn't sound like there's anyone on this repeater right now.
No, it's interesting. Right now I use commercial vertical Comet CX333 antenna. And the signal is waving. Actually, I experienced QSB. Wow, this is something. Okay, well, anyway, now I know that you're monitoring this frequency as well. KF8FGS, W8BPA. Over.
Yeah, I know. Like, they have a net on Thursday nights at, I think, 7 o'clock on Thursday nights with the Macomb ARPSC as a directed net, and it's a really formal net because they're practicing for emergency use. So it's a good net. There's, it's usually 20, 23, 24 people on that net, and it's all, in Macomb County, and then other people chime in from Oakland and Wayne and different places like Skywarn certified and part of the Wayne or the Oakland ARPSC, which is all good. And it's people from all over on that one. W8BPA, this is KF8FGS, back to you.
Connected to CMN Network.
David, stand by for a couple of minutes. I will change antennas right here. I will connect my antenna instead of this vertical, and we'll see what's the difference, okay?
You're right to that, KF8FGS monitoring.
W8BPA.
W8BPA, this is KF8FGS, go ahead.
No KSB waving, no waving.
W8BPA, you are breaking up a bit. I got a word or two, but it seemed to be some static, and it was breaking up like there's a loose connection or something. Back to you.
Antenna is better for opinion. Okay, David, I'm going to take
W8BPA. Yeah, you're in and out. Signal and then no signal, and then static and then signal and then no signal. So I'll stand by and monitoring here. AF8FTS monitoring.
GDA listening. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha listening.
Go ahead, yeah, KF8, and I missed the last of it. This is KF8FGS. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Tom from Birch Run here. Just put up my antenna myself, Diamond 50A, and I got it about 30 feet in air, and I was just wondering, how's it sounding out there? Over.
Well, Tom, this is David, KF8FGS, I'm in Shelby Township near Utica, and you're coming through the repeater network pretty well. What's your call sign again? I didn't quite catch it.
The last is Golf Bravo Alpha. So it's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. Alpha Bertrand, over.
Yeah, roger that, Tom. KFA Golf Bravo Alpha. GBA. KFA GBA. Yeah, you sound pretty good. How far are you from your repeater? And which repeater are you on?
I believe I'm hitting the Saginaw repeater. I'm not for sure on that one. I'll have to look it up. I believe it's the Saginaw repeater. I know with my other antennas that I have, I can't get this one, but since I put my my 50 Diamond A up, I'm just getting so many more stations. I heard you guys talking, and I come and I look to see what the frequency was, and it's like, well, you know, I've got to get on there and make sure that, you know, see how my antenna's working itself. Over.
Roger that, Tom. Well, you sound good, whichever repeater you're on. Right now we're talking on, the one I'm talking on is 147.2. That's WA8MAC out of Mount Clemens. That's the one that the repeater used primarily by the Macomb AFPSC. You're sounding good. You're in first run, so it seems to be... it could be the repeater out of Bird, perhaps.
That's why I had to come and hit you up on this and, you know, talk to you guys and see how mine was doing, because I've only had it up for like 2 days, and I used it yesterday for a little while, just messing around, and today also, and really happy with what I'm, you know, getting out of it, because I'm only using a Biofang 5-watt radio, and, you know, I'm getting ready to move up into something else, of course, but I just want to try to get started and see how things are going, and I tell you what, I'm very pleased with what I'm getting out of the results I'm getting. I'm very pleased with it. Over.
Yeah, roger that, KF8GBA. We also have, here is W8BPA, Vladimir. Vladimir, Tom is up at Birch Run, and he heard us talking, and we're on the CMN network, and so he wondered how he sounded. How is he for you? Back to you, Vladimir, W8BPA.
Thank you, David, KF8FGS and KF8GBA. Tom, nice to meet you. This is Vladimir, W8 Bravo Papa Alpha. I am located in Southfield, pretty far away from the repeater, Macomb County repeater. And I didn't get the location. Tom, can you enlighten me with your QTH? KF8GBA, W8BPA in the group. Over.
Yeah, okay. Like I say, I'm kind of new to this too, guys, so you have to bear with me a little bit. I just got my license on March 11th and been listening, trying to, you know, catch on to see how everybody's doing everything and, you know, fit into the groove myself. I appreciate you guys coming back and let me know how everything sounds on this end. And, good. Sounds good. I'm glad to talk to some people, you know, through a distance away, too. It's always good to talk to somebody else, you know, a ways away, somewhere else.
David?
Oh, yeah, very good. Well, I tell you what, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You happen to know what frequency you're listening to, and I got the list of bunch of repeaters here. What frequency are you on, Tom? KF8GBA from KF8FPS?
Yeah, FPS. I'm on, I believe it's 144.330 is the one I'm transmitting on right now. Over.
At a 144.330, is that a router?
Negative. My mistake. It's 145.330. 145.330. Over.
WATPA, I have that as CMN Saginaw. So, Tom, you are on Saginaw. How is your reception, Vladimir? How are you receiving Tom? WATPA from KF8FGS.
Yes, David. Roger that. Well, your signals and Tom's signal are pretty much equal. Well, I would say 4 by 5. 4 by 5, your report and Tom's report as well. Well, actually, now I'm using the maximum power from my station, 80 watts. well, you know, interesting. David, I hear jittering in your signal, like it was something like aurora. Well, it's interesting, fluctuating signal and the jitter. Well, but anyway, both of you guys are fully readable, 100% information is coming through. Okay, with that, I will say goodbye, 73, to you, and congratulations, Tom. You're progressing, I would say, and maybe we'll get in touch later. David, Mike is here, and I'm sitting out. W8BPA 73, over and up.
Yeah, 73, Vladimir. It was you could hear you, and just before you go, that antenna that you tried, which antenna was that you had? That you put on for a bit there. KF8FGS back to you. W8BPA.
It was Hintena, Hintena. You remember I brought to the club meeting two of them. One was vertical that you were interested in, and the other one was smaller, the size of a computer keyboard like that. So that's the Hintena. But for the 2-meter band, it's much bigger, of course. So that was it was, okay? KF8FGS, W8BPA.
Yeah, Roger that. It sounded good when it was when I had signal, but it was in and out. So maybe there's a loose connector or something someplace. But it sounded pretty good when I could hear you. We'll talk again soon, 73, and we'll go back and chat with Tom. KF8FGS.
W8BPA clear. Tom, the mic is yours, sir.
KF8GBA, this is KF8FGS. That's finding good signals. You're still with us here, Tom.
Yeah, GBA, still here with you. Just listening in, like I say, just trying to get some call letters, you know. That's the only thing, you know. I know that's going to take some practice on that there, you know. And, yeah, just, like I say, bear with me. I'll catch on with that pretty soon here. Just getting through the excitement of getting a nice antenna, you know, feels pretty good. Over.
Yeah, roger that. That 950A is a good antenna. It's a very good antenna. I like building things. Right now I'm talking to you off a copper J-pole
a 2 meter J-pole that I built. It was actually dual band 2 meters and 70 centimeter that I built here a little while ago. And it seems to hit all, as long as you can hit the repeater, that's all that matters, Tom. That's all that matters. And you are sounding pretty good. How long did it take you to figure out how to program that valve thing? Because it took me a little bit, because I had one, but I have a couple of them. And it was at first it was a bit of a challenge, but you seem to got it figured out.
Yeah, with the valve thing, I tried to use the PID radio Wi-Fi on it, and it won't work. So I had to get the cable. And if you get the cable, it's super easy to do once you get the cable and you go online and do it, you know, with a computer or with a tablet. It's super easy to do it that way. I know how to program it, you know, manually, but I tell you what, I'm going to let my coworker borrow my cable tomorrow because he's having, you know, a problem with programming and everything, and I told him, I said, it's just so much easier with the cable. It's good, it's fast, you know, and, yeah, it's, get a cable, and believe me, you'll like it. You could probably within an hour have everything set up the way you like. Over.
Yeah, it's once you get the cable and that and the program, I just downloaded the program from the Baofeng website, and I learned it, you know, first how to do it by hand, and then you know, manually on the keyboard. But yeah, I probably got, I don't know, 50 frequencies, probably well, I don't know, 20 repeaters or better program. The ones that figured it out. And then one of the guys at the Macomb Amateur Radio Public Service Corps had, he had, we needed to get, let me start again. The Public Service Corps, they wanted us, the counties wanted us to use DMR. So I bought a Baofeng DM32, and they had a code plug on the website. So if you wanted, you could go to that website. They've got a number of code plugs on there for the different radios and see what you can find. And we'll carry on from there. But anyway, KF8GBA, you're sounding good. You're making good progress, and especially with the commercial antenna. And I'm still running on I got my license last December, and I've been involved years ago, 50 years ago, and decided I was retired, and my wife overheard me chatting about it with somebody, and next thing I know, my Amazon Prime drops off a radio on my front porch. So I went ahead and got my license, and had a look back. This is KF8. FGS back at KFAGBA. We'll have to come up for something.
Okay, FGS. Yeah, that sounds, you know, that sounds good. Kind of like myself here, I bought this Baofeng off of Temu, the shopping place there. I thought it was just, you could use like a walkie-talkie. And then after I bought it, he started looking, and he's like, no, you need a license, yada, yada. And it's like, well, I've always kind of wondered about this stuff, so I listened to you guys out here for a while and stuff, and it's like, well, you know, I got to get it. So, you know, I went and just got my tech license for right now, and just see how it goes. Used to talk on the CD back in the day, and it was a lot of fun. You could talk to a lot of interesting people, you know. But today, that's a little different out there today. So, you know, still good people on the CD, but ham radio is just so much livelier and so much more friendlier and better, you know, just overall. Over.
Yeah, we're after that, and I think you'll find that it's a different crowd of people.
to different college people on PAM. I mean, everyone has put some effort into it to get their license and things of that nature. And I remember I had seats back in the 70s, and I had my license back then. I mean, I still remember the number, KAML 7848, was my call. But you'll find a good bunch of people. Have you thought about finding a club in your area? Over.
Yeah, like I say, slowly checking things out and seeing what's going on around here. Maybe go to that weather stuff, I forgot what it's called, Skywarn. Maybe try to learn something like that too, you know. It's always good to be informative and learn as much as you can about what you're doing, you know. And I've been thinking about it there. We're just gonna, you know, like I say, I'm just getting myself now, you know, getting started, getting moving on into it, and finding out that I'm liking it pretty much. Over.
Yes, absolutely. I'm enjoying it too. There are quite a few repeaters in your area. I'm looking at here. Besides Saginaw, there's Birch Run there. You got them all over the place. Back to you.
GBA here. Can hit quite a few of them. Guilford is up in Bay City. I hit Millington. I can hit Bird. That's just with my 35-inch antenna and stuff like that. Now with the my 50 Diamond A, like I say, I'm hitting. I could barely hit the one I'm talking on here now. And looked last night, and I was hitting quite a few repeaters on there. I'm really impressed. It's only a $130 antenna, but I'm really impressed with it, you know. And they say in CB, usually it's power, you know, a good antenna with a lot of power. But in this here, it's always a good antenna and height, you know, and that's the main thing. So, you know, it's like I say, it's a learning process with this here too. And like I say, learn everything on my own with the help of the AI. And so far, I'm not doing too bad. I'm really happy with the results. And like I say, it gives me something to look forward to. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, roger that. I'm sure there's a club up in your area. What's your county up there?
Yeah, my county is Saginaw County. I live in Saginaw County, right close to Genesee County. So I could throw a rock and hit Genesee County. So, you know, I'm more on the southern edge of Saginaw County. Over.
Roger that. Have you ever heard of the CMN Network? That's the Charlie Michael November Network.
Negative. I don't believe I have. If I have, it's not something that I remember, you know. Like I say, still learning, trying to get a good feel of what's going on, and looked around and stuff, like I say, at some of the stuff out here, but haven't really taken a good look at to see what clubs are really close yet. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the CMN Network, if you're in front of your computer, if you go to search Whiskey 8 Charlie Michael November Network and see what comes up. Because you're talking on the network now. I'm talking on a repeater out of Mount Clemens.
actually out of the Warren, Michigan, on a voter out of Warren, and there's a 20 or 30 repeaters all up and down the state if you're on that network.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, because I believe this one here is in with the Millington and also the Burton repeaters. Because, they identify themselves that way, I'm pretty sure. There's like two or three of them that I have heard, especially since I got the better antenna that I've been picking up, and I've been hearing the same call signs. And, okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, there's like three or four of them up here that's really close to me.
Yeah, go to that website. I'm looking at it. This is just Google. The CMN Network, or CMN Michigan Network. And it'll come up, and there's just so many repeaters. And while you're looking at it, it'll show all the repeaters that are active, and it'll show the one you're talking on. And it'll show the one I'm talking on, and indicates last time it used the last reception, and it's pretty cool. KF8FGS, back to you.
FGS, GDA. Ah, I see what you're saying. The only bad part that has happened with my antenna is I didn't get quite long. I think I got 80 feet, and I probably should have got a little bit longer because it would have went over to my computer desk. But where I got my radio at now, I don't have my computer. But what I'm going to do, though, is next time I'm going to have my tablet, and I'll have my tablet hooked up, and I'll be able to look at it and see exactly what you're talking about. And I'm so glad. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that because I need to know that because that's what I want to do. And, because like I say, you never have too much information in anything. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. You can never have too much information, that's for sure. The call sign for the repeater you're talking on is, you're right, it is Saginaw, but it's NHERL, November 8th, Echo Robert. Echo Robert, Lima.
Yeah, 10-4, yes, I know which one you're talking about. There's quite a few of them up here in Saginaw, too. Bay City's got a couple of them also. I haven't tried yet to hit West Branch from here. Let's see. But there's quite a few of them, like I say, that before I haven't been able to hit, but I'm hitting now. And still haven't tried a lot, there's probably a lot more out there. I need to probably try to program in and see if I can hit them. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like you say, it's a line of sight, so the higher your antenna, and you don't need a whole lot of wattage to get out there. I'll just tell you one thing. We don't use the pen code, the CB pen code. You can, but some of the thinkers will give you grief for it. Roger, over to you.
CBA. Yeah, flip of the tongue. Flip of the tongue on that one. That's an old habit there. Like I say, I used to talk on the CB a while back. And last I went out over the road truck driving was from 07 to 11. So I was out there for, about 4 years and got back into the old, the old habit of CBing and stuff like that there. And, the funny thing is that nobody uses those codes out there anymore anyway, A lot of times you would say something to some of them guys out there and they wouldn't even know what you're talking about, over.
BZR to join?
Yeah, there's BZR. Give that call again. You're welcome to join.
Hi, guys. This is Brian, and my call is November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Hey, Tom, I think your name is GBA, K-E-8, K-F-8, GBA. I want to say that you're on an analog network right now, and let's see, I'm lost in traffic. You're on an analog network right now, so your antenna is getting out to the Saginaw repeater, and then the Central Michigan Emergency Network links all these different repeaters together, and that's why you're talking to me right now in Mount Clemens. But if you go to the ARPSC website for Macomb County, you can download my code plug for the DM32 radio, which you have, and on there is a bunch of analog and digital repeaters. Plus, you can get into the MI5 network, which is like the this analog network, but it's digital, and you can use a DMR, and you can talk all over the state of Michigan. Most of the state of Michigan, about three quarters of it anyways. Okay, over back to you, GBA.
Okay, that sounds good. See, now I just got over my radio. It said the repeater in Guilford. So I don't know if I popped over to Guilford or what happened, you know. But right now, yeah, I'm learning about the analog and about the digital and a lot of that stuff there. It's going to be a learning process, and I'm pretty green at it. Over.
Go ahead,
Jason.
This is PFH Alpha Charlie Romeo. Oh, you'll catch on, Tom. You'll catch on. And Brian, I had mentioned earlier, Tom, about the website, about that code plug. I downloaded that. I put that code plug in my DM32 and got that programmed up, plus added some repeaters that I favored. And then and the same thing with my Anyphone 578. I got the code plug from there, and which gave me a good start, and then I added on. But, yeah, Brian, Tom's he's come a long way in 5 weeks since he got his license here. It's always good to hear new people. And if you're interested, Tom, I do have a handle for GBA, if you're interested, K-F-A-F-G-S. Send it over to Brian.
Yeah, Jason, did you use my code plug, N-A-T-Z-R's, or did you use Cliff's code plug? Over.
I used one for the 578 and one for the DM32. I don't know. They were digital, analog. They were probably 250 frequencies, half of them digital, half of them analog, on the code plug that I used. And I gave a real good head start. Back to you, Brian, for a second.
Yeah, I screwed around with that code plug for code plugs for a year before I got it down, and then I finally got that DM32 code plug written. That's why I put it on the website there. Hey, another thing is, Tom, I think your name was Tom, GBA. You could look into joining the ARPSC in your neck of the woods over there. In Saginaw County, maybe they got one up there, and you know, get hooked up with a whole bunch of, you know, great guys that can help you out with all that radio. Over.
7 degrees.
CBA. Yeah, that's like I say. You know, just got my stuff on March 11th, and so far, just, like I say, with the help of the AI, you know, I told him that, you know, I just want to get something going, something decent, not too expensive. And, you know, so far, it seems like it's directed me pretty good. Seems like I got a good coax. I got the LMR 400 and, you know, my 50 Diamond A antenna. Got it, like I say, a little over 30 feet up in the air. And got trees around and stuff like that. So, you know, I might get blocked a little bit during the summertime. But I'm not really worried about it because I do have a lot of open space yet. And if I'm hitting Saginaw, if I take the Saginaw repeater, I could talk to you guys off of that, you know, and I'm hitting that pretty good. And Saginaw north of me is all clear sky. You know, I don't have no trees or nothing blocking. So just towards the southwest, I have trees in the way. And otherwise, and that's just, like I say, trying to learn as much as I can on this and be able to get on the radio and hold a decent conversation and, you know, not look bad. Over.
Go ahead, Dave. Oh, yeah, Tom. Ryan, Tom and I were talking about the in our involvement with the Macomb ARPSC, and I'm looking up right now the Saginaw group. I was gonna look up, but I don't type with one hand, so and as far as the different clubs, joining a club would really help, because especially the ARPSC clubs, everybody wants to help you and to make it into a better hand. So definitely look up a local club here. Also, I'm going to keep Googling here, type in a search and see what I come up with. KF8FGS. We'll send it back to Brian. N8BZR.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, and the ARPSC, there's no dues or anything. You don't have to pay anything to join. So, you know, that's a great way to meet a bunch of hams and, you know, get involved with stuff. Over.
GDH. Yeah, I've been thinking, you know, yeah, it would definitely help for me to, you know, definitely join the club. That's why I say right now, just trying to, you know, I got the antenna hooked up, that's a go. Gonna work on, you know, get maybe a better, a little bit better of a base station, maybe a 25-watt, 50-watt radio for a base station. And then, you know, go from there. And, you know, I know this can get expensive, and some of those radios are really nice, but, you know, kind of out of my ballpark. So, you know, I gotta remember that, you know, the bills come first. Over.
Something here.
FGS. They're sounding good right now, as long as you can hit.
It's the Papa Apple Zippo. Papa Bravo Kilo antenna. PA0FBK. It's a quantity antenna. I told you about that other one that I was making, collinear coaxial the other day, and this is a new antenna, and I just made two of them, and yeah, got a fitment on them and everything. I'm real happy with that one. You can look that one up online, the PA0FBK antenna, if you're interested. Over.
Go ahead, Tom.
GBA. Right now, I am, to be honest with you, I think I paid about $130 for my antenna. I'm really happy with it right now, so far. And got to kind of watch myself, too, because sometimes I start getting carried away and buying things too fast. You know, it just taught me to kind of slow down and enjoy life a little bit more and not jump so fast anymore, you know. So I'm going to, you know, slowly progress on this here. And right now, I tell you what, it's been a fun 5 weeks. I don't regret spending one penny doing this, and I like it. You know, everybody seems to be very welcoming. I've done about 3 or 4 net meetings so far, and I'll tell you, it's what the TV used to be. Over.
Okay.
Just what the CD
here. Finally got some from work. I came in the house, take care of some things. But hey, nice talking to you again, Dave. I want to hear Vladimir's new antenna. He built that new antenna, that collinear to 430 megahertz. I mean 70 centimeters, and I don't really want to listen to that. But I got it in the house right now. So hey, 73, you got.
Thanks for being interrupted, man. Guys,
we'll see you guys later. Talk to you another time. This is
NAPR Association. I just looked up. So, give it a look. Give it a look. KFAFGS. We'll send it back to Brian.
Oh, we might have doubled, Dave. Okay, I just got destinated. I was just saying goodbye to everybody. Thanks for letting me talk to you guys. It was great. And so, this is NATZR saying 73 is a word clear.
Yeah, 73, Brian. WATZR from KF8FTS. Have a good night.
The same thing EVA. I got the call letters to get me, but nice talking to you. It's always nice to talk to somebody with different ideas. You know, one thing I've learned in life is I've always asked people just what do you think, and let me know what you think or whatever. And usually, a lot of times, I found a lot of information just by talking to people and. Makes things a lot easier, you know, and I appreciate both you guys for all your help and, your guys' knowledge and passing it on, and I'm glad to be part of a new part of a group here where, you know, it seems like everybody's very, very welcoming, and Brian, have a great night, man. Nice talking to you, nice meeting you, and we'll hear you out here again. Over.
Well, Brian might have already signed off. Are you with us, Brian, or no? Okay, Tom, this is KF8FTS. That's Finding Good Signals. And David is the name over here in near Utica, Michigan. And I'm going to have to say 73. It's bedtime. So I get up early. And so I'm going to, I'll be signing off. But I do have one for you here. If you're KFA, God bless America. KFAGBA, God bless America. How about that?
Okay, FGF. David, I appreciate that. I definitely like the one you come up with before, God bless America. That's really good, man. I really appreciate that because right below that antenna right now is on a flagpole, and I got the flag of the United States flying up there right now. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate that, man. Have a blessed night, and have a blessed day tomorrow at work. I understand how it goes getting up early. This is KFA, GDA, God Bless America, 73, and have a good night and a blessed night. Over.
Yeah, roger that. 73's AF8FTS, Finding Good Signals. We're clear.
UVA, God bless America. We're clear.
Connected to CMN Network. Flood Watch. Flood Watch. You're connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Tornado watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WA-8MAC will be disconnecting from Central Michigan due to some potential weather coming through. NAWRO, clear.
Well, if Micon's not activating for another 2 hours, you may not have to do that. But it's your call. WC-80.
Thank you, Jeff. The boss said so I got to follow orders, but I appreciate it. We're talking to Randy over on this side as well. Greatly appreciated. NAWRO.
Yeah, I see that. Let me see it.
Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Connected to CMN Network. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado Watch. Flood Watch. You're connected to CMN Network. Tornado Watch. Flood Watch. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Tornado Watch. Flood Watch. Tornado Watch. Flood Watch. You're connected to CMN Network. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning.